Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Siriyaji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
The first light at dawn, I fold my hands and turn to the Inviolable One. I pray, do not consider my limits. Your servant humbly implores you to manifest your light to him. The whole world gropes in darkness. May someone, some lucky ones, find the path. Your enlightening words open the heart to truth. I pray, manifest this truth in my life. At sunset in the evening, when life quiets down, your lover consumes himself in union. Like a moth, annihilates himself in the light, and of him is left nothing but you. You always were, always are, and forever will be. When of this world will be left nothing but a faraway memory. Only you will reflect yourself on the endless waters. So Guru Arjan Dev said, who are the true seekers? Who are the true satsangis? They are those who get up at sunset every morning, get ready, sing the songs in praise of Sadguru, and then sit down peacefully in meditation. So this is what makes a satsangi. Does it mean a satsangi? Somebody who is looking for truth, a seeker of truth. Somebody who is trying his or her best to come into communion and eventually into union with the Supreme Light. So every morning we shake off our slumber, our sleep and laziness, and like a soldier, we stand up, prepare ourselves, then sing the song in praise of the Supreme and try to come into communion with him. As much as we can and as much as we are allowed. And whichever is the intensity of what happens, we take it. And we are grateful for it. Because it's anyway very beneficial. Stilling the mind, calming down the nerve system, feeling some peace, some quietness, that's already a blessing. And that's very healthy, does lots of good to us. Those who do their meditation and activate their concentration and keep it alive and work on their memory. And a good way of working on your memory is learn these songs by heart. It's a good exercise. Maybe you won't get Alzheimer's when you become old. Most probably you won't. Because memory is a muscle also that you have to exercise. So learn things by heart. Keep learning. It does a lot of good. Keep your mind sharp, your memory active. There are people who learn the Guru Granth Sahib, which is 1400 pages, all by heart. Or there are people who learn the Quran or the Bible by heart. That's a big exercise. Or the Vedas, which are also many hundred pages, books. But we go with the artificial memory, and our memory becomes paralyzed. So it's a very good exercise for our psyche, for our memory, for our mental faculties. So this sincere seeker of truth will then sit peacefully in meditation, try to withdraw his attention from all outside, where I am. I am on this planet Earth, wheeling around the sun, spinning all around the universe. That's where we are. So as we draw our attention from all outside, from the body, that we live there peaceful, relaxed, straight, conscious, and well focused. So we try our best to be well concentrated, well focused, and steadily look within. We want to look and we don't want to think. And with love and devotion, we keep calling on this beloved, cosmic beloved. And we pray, please, be good, don't be a miser. Come and bless us.